The time of year has arrived when king tides could pose a serious threat of flooding for areas in Delta. The city this week issued its first advisory of a significant storm surge event with anticipated high water levels to coincide with strong winds, elevating the flood risk for the Beech Grove and Boundary Bay communities, as well as possibly Westham Island. Residents were notified that sandbags were available and also encouraged to stay away from coastal areas until the high tide event had passed, as well as take all suitable precautions to protect themselves and their property. Crews were closely monitoring conditions and ready to respond as required. At its November 18 meeting, councillors also received an update on the city's annual preparations for the flood risk to the communities of Boundary Bay and Beech Grove. The highest risk is during the king tides period, which occurs during the winter months when tides can reach or exceed 5.0 meters at Point Atkinson. The preliminary king tides schedule indicates the next period of highest risk will likely occur from December 15 to 19. At the beginning of each winter season, beach access points are secured with lock blocks and large sandbags as required to provide temporary flood protection. Weather forecasts are also monitored throughout the winter season, and in the event of significant storms, advisories are posted using changeable message signboards, or report notes, adding further activation of staff and the Emergency Operations Center would occur in the event of a flood forecast. Noting the city's engineering department is the lead agency during any flooding event in Delta, Fire Chief Guy McKintuck told council that a storm surge preparedness tabletop exercise was recently held, going over specific roles and responsibilities. He added that a flood plan was specifically developed for Beech Grove and Boundary Bay Village. Meanwhile, the city continues to eye long-term flood protection for those communities, last year gathering public feedback on proposed long-term conceptual design solutions for the Beech Grove seawall. Although various repairs have been completed, the neighborhood remains prone to multiple flood-related hazards. The city says with recent updates to the provincial guidelines, the existing seawall does not meet the current requirements to provide safe protection against flooding due to the wall height, wave overtopping protection and seismic requirements. According to the city, upon adoption of a design solution, Delta will seek further funding from senior government levels to assist with the detailed design and construction of the flood protection upgrades. The city last year received a $217,000 joint federal-provincial grant for a structural assessment and conceptual design for a higher wall.